Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you. And today, we have a fun guest in Faith McKinney. She's an expert in connections known as the Great Connector and author of the new book, Schmingling, The Art of Being Well-Connected Through Blatant Self-Promotion. So welcome, Faith.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I was really looking forward to this interview and this podcast because I was looking through your information and it just seemed so fun. Even the word schmingling is hysterical to me. So tell us a little bit about what schmingling is and how you came up with that and why we need to know and who it's good for.
Well, schmingling is a combination of schmoozing and mingling. And you know what? I am an introvert, but I always wanted to be popular. You know, I don't know how many people who don't want to be the star of the show. And I wanted to be the star of the show, but I was afraid to talk to people. So my goal in life was to be able to go anywhere and meet anyone and know someone there. So schmingling kind of helps with that. It helps introverts, people get over that funky, fraudy feeling when they network or when they meet people. I don't know if you've ever had a new job or something you want to make a good impression, but you're like, man, what am I doing here? You know, I don't belong here. They're going to see right through me. So schmingling helps to get some credibility, to help you get over that funky fraud feeling that you get when you're meeting people, when you're networking. So I'm the great connector, and I love to connect people. But if people are too afraid to connect, then I can't do my job.
Right. But Faith, give us an example of what a schmingle is. You know, what would you say to somebody if you were schmingling?
Well, this is one thing. As an introvert, and I know there are lots of people, when you're schmingling, going up to people and talking, you want to make sure that you have a great elevator pitch. You also want to be able to have a script ready just to say, hey, you know, my name is so-and-so. And I do this, and I love to do it. How can I support you? A lot of times people don't know how to continue the conversation, especially if you're wanting to connect with an influencer in your life. You want to keep that connection, and you want to make sure that they know that you're genuine. So you say, how can I support you in what you're doing when you schmingle? Also, schmingling helps to get part of schmingling is getting credibility. So one of the things that I love to do is to interview people. And the way I got to do it was I met someone who is in the media who does interviews just for a local TV station. But I interviewed Dan Rather, George Benson, just a lot of people. But schmingling helps you do that.
So, Faith, you talked about credibility there, and I know that's one of your five C's. Why don't you tell us about the four other C's of schmingling?
Sure. The first C is create, and that's create the life you want, design the life that you want to live. The second C is confidence, and this is crucial. Being confident when you're meeting people, when you're schmingling, is critical. The third C, of course, is credibility. The fourth C is consistency, being authentic. Be consistent in everything you do. And the fifth C is connectivity, staying in touch with the people that you meet and be memorable. So those are the five C's.
Well, and I'm sure as the great connector that your favorite is connectivity so that you can continue to move the conversation forward like you were talking about when you're out there in doing the schmingling. Now, where can you go to practice these schmingling strategies? What if you're kind of new to the scene? Where can you find places where you can go to schmingle?
Oh, great. Yeah, there's one site online called meetup.com. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with that. If you have a hobby or just a cause that you're passionate about, go on meetup.com and type in your city and type in the hobby or the cause that you want to pursue, and you want to find other people who think like you. You want to find like-minded people. So meetup.com is a great venue for that. Facebook, LinkedIn, they're all, social media is the place to find places to meet people face-to-face.
Yeah, what mistakes when you're out there and schmingling? What are some mistakes? Can you go too far, too fast, so to speak, ask people for something when you first meet them, those sorts of things? What are some mistakes? I mean, that's what I would think would be a mistake when I first think.
When
I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm not going to ask you for a favor, right? So what are some mistakes that people make when they are just starting out with the whole schmingling thing?
Well, yeah, Stacey, you're absolutely right. When you are schmingling or networking, you don't want to be the one who goes around asking people for favors, or if you meet someone who is in a high position, you don't want to be the one to ask them for a job or to ask them for a loan. And trust me, people do that. I mean, it's crazy to think, but you would. One thing that you should do is offer your service. Offer something to the people that you want to influence. If you have access to backstage of a great concert that their kids might want to go to, offer that. Or if you have a cabin you're wanting to rent out or you have access to, offer that. Offer, don't ask. Offer your services before you ask anyone for anything. And that lets them know that, one, you're authentic and you're genuine and you're serious about being connected with them, and two, it's really good karma.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you this one question, because you talked about being an introvert yourself,
mm-hmm.
about having the shyness thing that you've had to overcome, and the subtitle of your book is The Art of Being Well-Connected Through Blatant Self-Promotion. So if you're an introvert and you're shy, how do you blatantly promote yourself? I mean, that's got to be difficult.
Goodness. There are so many fun ways to do that. Here's one of my favorites. When I go to a conference of any kind, say, for instance, I'm going to a networking conference or you're going to a business conference, and a lot of times there's tons of people there, so they have these big jumbotrons or they have photographers or videographers walking around. My number one tip is to go up to each of the photographers and let them know that you're available for pictures, or you're available to talk on camera. That way, you'll be guaranteed to be in the pamphlets, or you may be up on the jumbotron. A lot of times they have these big screens, and that works every time. The last one I went to, I was able to give a testimonial to an organization that I didn't even belong to. But the cameraman was thrilled that I offered my services, because a lot of times they're afraid to go up to people and say, hey, you know, can I take a picture? Or, you know, people may not want the intrusion. But if you let the photographers know that you are willing to be photographed or you're willing to go on camera to speak, they will love you for it.
Yeah, and it may even be difficult for photographers to find people that are willing to do it as well.
Right.
So not only are the photographers and videographers and those sorts of people having to schmingle themselves, maybe get over their own shyness issues, the people they ask may be not inclined to do it. So if you're offering yourself up, that is great.
Yeah, and photographers love to be photographed themselves. So if you have a camera and you are wanting to take a picture of the photographers and send it to them via Facebook or, you know, LinkedIn, or just mail it to them, they'll be grateful. And a lot of times you go in the same circles anyway, so they'll be the ones to look to seek you out.
Yeah, Faith, you've given us a lot of fun tips. I've had a really good time talking to you about schmingling, which I might just be saying all day long.
No,
it is so much fun to
say it all you want.
Yeah, I'll credit you, of course. But for our listeners who want to learn more about Faith McKinney, The Art of Schmingling, of course, the book itself, Schmingling, The Art of Being Well-Connected Through Blatant Self-Promotion, you could do so on her website, faithmckinney.com. I'll spell the last name, M-C-K.
FaithMcKinney.com, FaithMcKinney.com. So thanks again, Faith. I really enjoyed your time.
Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.